This episode of Locked On Eagles is brought to you by 10-10. 10-10 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, launching exclusively on January 18th, which is today, at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches today, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, Eagles fans, to another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase joining you on episode one this week of five, downloaded into your phone when you subscribe to Locked On Eagles on any podcast platform. It can be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Radio.com, you name it. We are available on all platforms. Gino is down in Texas for one of the college showcases, so I'm going to be riding solo for the next couple days on the podcast, but he should be back by Wednesday. He's down there getting a head start on scouting some of these 2021 NFL draft prospects for the show, so we can have some awesome draft coverage for you guys throughout the offseason. And it's a very important draft for the Eagles, obviously, because they're rebuilding right now, because they don't have pretty much any cap space, not a lot of money to spend in free agency over the next year or two. They have to build through the youth, they have to build through the draft, and so draft season is going to be huge. And we've got you covered all offseason long right here on Locked On Eagles. And Gino is he's a draft rat. He can't stop evaluating prospects even during the season. Like, it's an all year 365 day thing for Gino. So I'm sure you guys will enjoy that though once we get into our draft content. But before we do that, this offseason, we've got to still continue our coverage of the Eagles head coaching search. I also want to dive into today yet another anonymous article from Jeff McClain of the Philadelphia Inquirer, where a lot of anonymous people are talking about Carson Wentz, his leadership, his ability to be coached or lack thereof, his regression in 2021 and why that was. And I thought there was a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of alarming stuff that I do believe. There's a lot of regurgitated information, though, that we already know, a lot of stuff that I don't agree with that's been proven to be incorrect. And so we'll get into that and the head coaching search on today's edition of Locked On Eagles. Let's start with head coaching updates over the weekend. But, you know, before we do that, by the way, real quick, the NFL playoffs, the divisional round was this weekend. Love seeing the New Orleans Saints choke once again. I love the conference title matchups we got. Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. We finally get that. It took, you know, decades to get there. We've got Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, hopefully, in the AFC title game. Hopefully Mahomes can play. He left that game with a concussion, and it looked a lot like Carson Wentz's hit against Seattle in the wild card round last year, where Jadeveon Clowney, oops, sorry, not sorry, cheap shots Wentz into the ground in just, what was that, the second drive of the game? That looked very similar to the Mahomes hit yesterday. Hopefully, we'll see the severity of the concussion, but hopefully we get Mahomes, Allen, Rodgers, Brady. Folks, it's a quarterback-driven league. The four best are playing for a chance at getting to the Super Bowl, so can't wait for the Eagles to get back there, hopefully, one day. I don't know how long that'll be. Who knows, though? The Eagles turned things around pretty quickly. When they switched head coaches in 2012 to 2013, Andy Reid to Chip Kelly, they went from 4-12 to 10-6. Then they fired Chip Kelly in 2015. 2 years later, with Doug Peterson as head coach, they won a Super Bowl. So although right now it feels bleak and it feels like this team is years away, we have no idea if that's the case, because the Birds, during regime changes, do tend to turn things around fairly quickly. We'll see if they have that in them for a third time in the 2010s this offseason. And it starts with who they hire at head coach. Right now, they're only one of two teams remaining in the league, with the Houston Texans, that don't have a head coach. And I'm not worried about Houston really grabbing the guy the Eagles want, considering Deshaun Watson wants out. And so that whole thing has to be resolved, I'm sure, before a head coach is willing to take on that rebuild, that disaster of an organization. So it's really, I think the Eagles now have their pick of the litter. For guys that still want to be considered for a head coaching position, the Eagles can pretty much choose who they want. And while Arthur Smith is off the board, He was hired by the Atlanta Falcons. That's a guy I really wanted. The Jets have made their move. The Rams have both signed defensive-minded head coaches. And so all the guys that I still like, the top candidates to me, are still available. And they're guys the Eagles are interested in. They've requested to interview Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy when Kansas City's season is over. They've already interviewed Panthers offensive coordinator Joe Brady, who you guys know me and Gino want to be the coach. Like, that's our pick. But I love Bieniemy as well. I would be all in on Eric Bieniemy. Bills offensive coordinator Brian Daboll is still available. The Los Angeles Chargers did not hire him. So that was the move we expected, but that's not the case. Daboll, you saw what he did with Josh Allen this year. But at the same time, there was a report he might be staying in Buffalo for a year and being maybe the top coaching candidate on the market in 2022. So for me, it comes down to I want Bieniemy or I want Brady. Those are the two obvious picks. They're offensive-minded guys that could help fix Carson Wentz. That's got to be the move. We'll see if that's actually the case, though. The Eagles, however, by the way, they're not interested in Mike Kafka anymore. The Chiefs quarterback coach, former Eagles backup quarterback, that's according to Jeff McClain. So, again, I think it's down to Bieniemy and Brady, but there's also another guy that I hate. I hate this candidate, this choice, but the Eagles are interested in Panthers, or I should say Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels. They interviewed him for a long time over the weekend down in Florida. This just couldn't, I think I'd rather have anybody else, honestly, anybody else. I don't want Josh McDaniels. I think he's a snake. I'm just going to be straight up with you. I think Josh McDaniels is a snake. I guess that'd be fitting, though. I mean, this team would go from one of the most likable teams of the last couple years to the most hated. If this organization from top to bottom was made up of Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Josh McDaniels, it's a snake team now. I mean, you're made up of snakes. So I guess it'd be fitting, but I hate it. I don't think this is the right move. You saw McDaniels burn bridges in Denver when he was the head coach there. You saw him screw over the Indianapolis Colts at the last second. He was going to be their head coach, and last second he pulled out of that deal. He's a CEO type of coach. He's a Bill Belichick type. He's not the guy with the emotional intelligence that I want for this team, that I think is the way to coach in the NFL. That's how Doug Peterson got this team to fight for him every year, even when the odds were stacked completely against them, when it seemed like they had no chance of getting to the playoffs. That emotional intelligence was huge. Chip Kelly was very similar to Josh McDaniels, that CEO robotic type, and he lost the locker room in just 3 years. Honestly, he was losing the locker room in 2014. People were skeptical of Chip from the start. And I know that talking to players that have direct messaged me on Twitter, I got deep into the whole Chip Kelly thing over the past couple years, and I can tell you firsthand that Chip was losing the locker room pretty quick. That makes me extremely nervous about Josh McDaniels, and his track record does as well. I can't imagine Jeffrey Lurie, considering the disdain he has for Chip, wanting to go back down that road, especially when you already have that kind of guy at GM and Howie Roseman, and Howie and Chip clashed because they're similar personalities. Why are you going to bring in McDaniels now too, who would want personnel control? He's definitely going to want full say over his own coaching staff, which he might not even have, considering Lurie and Roseman middle in everything. That's, to me, just a recipe for a disaster. That's going to be chaos waiting to happen. And I can't imagine the Eagles are going to be willing to do that. Also, the fact that this dude traded up for Tim Tebow. I mean, that was like, what, the fifth example of why I don't want him? But that's huge, too. This guy not only drafted Tim Tebow in the first round, thinking he might be his franchise quarterback, but he traded up for him. And he's seen as this like quarterback guru. Who has he developed? I mean, this is very similar, I think, to the Adam Gase quarterback guru label. Because he had Peyton Manning, and he got one good year out of Jay Cutler. McDaniels has had Tom Brady pretty much his entire career. He had Kyle Orton, who sucked in Denver. Tim Tebow, that was his guy. That was his quarterback choice in the draft. He made Jacoby Brissett look okay, I guess, for a game. Jimmy Garoppolo for three. I hate that decision. If that's the move they make, I hope it's not. I hope it's Eric Bieniemy. I hope it's Joe Brady. I hope it's Brian Daboll. I'd rather have it be Deuce Staley, Mike Kafka, anybody. Just please, 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 Philadelphia, do not hire Josh McDaniels. I am adamant about not wanting that. I think it's a recipe for a disaster. And I hope the Eagles can see their own history, McDaniels' history, and realize that this would just not be the right move. That's my stance on it. That is your head coaching update right here on Locked On Eagles. Guys, coming up next, Carson Wentz. We got to get into that story from Jeff McClain. And also, Mike Garofolo of NFL Network he's tying in Carson Wentz to the head coaching search. He said some interesting things that me and Gino suspected, and now it's pretty much been confirmed about the head coaching search and how it ties in with Wentz. That's coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. And guys, today's show is sponsored by Echelon. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. You can talk about the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, their Echelon Stride Smart Treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your home. So no going to the gym. Echelon is there for you inside your home. Their world-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes. Unlike their competitors, Echelon is extremely affordable for everybody, and only one membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same time. Right now, you can try any Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Make sure you go to echelonfit.com/lockedon. That's echelonfit.com/lockedon. All right, everybody, welcome back into this Monday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louis DiBiase joining you, riding solo. Again, Gino is down in Texas. I'm getting you ready right now for the head coaching search. The Eagles are still interested in Eric Bieniemy, Joe Brady. They're not interviewing Mike Kafka for the job. They did, however, interview Josh McDaniels, the Patriots offensive coordinator. As you guys heard, I hate that decision. I hope they do not hire him as the head coach. I think that's Chip Kelly all over again. And even worse, I don't think you're getting 20 wins and 12 losses in the first 2 years with McDaniels. I don't get it. He would coach Carson Wentz hard. Some people think that's what he needs. I hate it. But one thing I will say, Carson Wentz is at the forefront of this head coaching search. Whether or not Jeffrey Lurie admits it or not, Wentz is the priority for the Eagles right now. Clearly, it's the huge reason they fired Doug Peterson. It's why they're going to hire their next head coach. According to NFL Network's Mike Garofalo, the Eagles brass wants to fix Carson Wentz. Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, this team wants to get Wentz back where he was from 2017 to 2019. I told Gino this last week. The head coach was going to have to be okay with that. He was going to have to also be okay with that lack of power, that lack of say in who his quarterback is. It's not like he has no say at all. I'm sure Lurie's not saying right off the bat, this is Wentz or bust, and that's it. I'm sure there's some wiggle room, but probably not. And that's the thing. That probably hurts their chances of landing a top guy, but I don't think by much. I think these guys should want to fix Carson Wentz. The issue is the lack of say. I think that's the only thing. The coaches want the ability to choose Carson Wentz. They don't want to be told that Carson Wentz is going to be their priority, but that is going to be the case. The Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, they chose Carson Wentz over Doug Peterson. Carson is their guy. One thing that's interesting that I thought about with this, though, that is correct. That's the case. Wentz is going to be the priority week one. Why they hire a head coach, Carson will be at the forefront. Wentz, however, now, because of that, he needs to be less stubborn with this next coach. He needs to be willing to be coached. It's why I cover the Buffalo Bills for their radio affiliate, and you see them playing in the AFC Championship. Why? Offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, who I want as the Eagles head coach, but it's not going to happen. He was able to help Josh Allen in year three become an MVP candidate. Why? Number one, of course, he fit the offense around Josh's strengths. I don't think Doug Peterson did a great job of that. The next head coach definitely needs to do that for Wentz. That wasn't Wentz's fault. But another thing that happened was Josh Allen worked relentlessly on developing his mechanics, his accuracy, areas of weakness he was willing to develop, and he was willing to be self-aware and say, I'm not good enough. And Carson Wentz has done that before. In the 2017 offseason, after his rookie year, he worked with an individual quarterback coach. He worked on his mechanics, his footwork, his elongated throwing motion, and he had an MVP season in 2017. His mechanics, his throwing motion, they were incredible, and they were strong in 2018 as well. But since then, they've regressed and they've become extremely inconsistent over the last 2 years. They've gone back to the North Dakota State days, the rookie year Wentz. That's what he looks like now when it comes to throwing the football, when it comes to footwork, when it comes to mechanics as a whole. And a lot of that is because of his stubbornness. You know, Wentz is just more so than others. I'm not saying this to a fault that he's too stubborn to ever be coached because he's and too stubborn to ever, you know, be willing to adjust because he's done it in the past. Even last year at the bye week, he was willing to play within the confines of Doug Peterson's offense and be a check down guy and just take what the defense is giving him. So Wentz does have an open mind, but it's not to the same level of a Josh Allen. He is more stubborn than others. He is sometimes set in his ways, and he has a one-track mind where he gets that tunnel vision, kind of like Russell Westbrook in the NBA, where you sometimes when he's in that mode, you can't, you know, get him to snap out of it. It takes the right coach, but that's on Wentz. Wentz needs to be willing to work on that in 2021 with this next head coach because he is the priority. The Eagles are saying, we are willing to make this work with you. The next head coach is going to be all about you. And so Wentz needs to see that, see the sacrifice they're making, and he needs to be willing to work with them as well. You know, it's not, I've been defending Carson because I think it's reasonable that the garbage he's had to deal with throughout his career, the anonymous sources, the lack of weapons, the injuries around him, the coaches not fitting things to his strengths, the fans and the media, this relentless criticism when oftentimes it wasn't justified. Carson Wentz has had to deal with so much, and we've defended him to the death on this podcast, but it's also a two-way street, and Wentz should get blamed for a lot of things. And there's things he needs to, it's not just up to the Eagles to fix Carson Wentz this year. A lot of it is the Eagles have to do their part, and they need to do a way better job of supporting him. But at the same time, Wentz needs to fix himself too. Just like Josh Allen did. Brian Daboll, huge reason Josh Allen was fixed this year. Or I shouldn't say fixed, but he went from an okay quarterback last year, a great mobile guy, but not a great passer, this year to an elite quarterback, an MVP finalist. That doubled his deep ball efficiency because of mechanics, because of accuracy. He was like the worst deep ball passer in the league last year. This year, Josh Allen is one of the best. He doubled his efficiency, DVOA-wise, completion percentage downfield. That's on Allen, too, just working relentlessly on his craft. Wentz has done that before, but I don't know if, I'm not questioning Carson Wentz's work ethic. Nobody works harder in the NFL. But there's a stubbornness there, though, at times that needs to be worked on, or else I don't know if it's going to work with the next head coach either. And that was really talked about a lot in that Jeff McClain story that I'm sure all of you guys read over the weekend, talking about Carson Wentz and, you know, his willingness to be coached and what happened in 2020 between him and Doug Peterson. And there was a lot to unpack. Some of my thoughts on it, I'm sure most of you have read the story by now. The biggest thing I was alarmed about was, again, hearing the things about Carson repeated that we've heard through these stories over the past couple years. The big thing, again, was the stubbornness, the pushback, especially at coaches, that alarmed me. Because they've got to make it work with the next head coach. And there'd be times where I guess he would kill Doug Peterson's play calls at the line of scrimmage just based on personal preference. It was, you know, described as in the story a, quote, pissing match between Doug and Carson. And so that is an issue. That's an issue that some of it's on Doug Peterson, that your quarterback doesn't trust you and you're not fitting things around what he wants. But also that's on Wentz too, that he's not willing to always be coached and let the coach call the play. So there's stuff like that I think in the story are 100% accurate. I believe a lot of what that story said. That's the type of person Wentz can be. However, I have a ton of issues with the story as well, just like I had issues with the other stories that were very similar to this. Number one, the anonymous sources. I'm sick of this. Like, the Eagles just have, you know, there's other teams that nothing like this ever leaks out. Everything is handled internally. And as much as I love this kind of content as a journalist, I love hearing McClain get these quotes and all this stuff, the Eagles need to do a better job. I mean, they have so many people, whistleblowers, that are just always talking to the media about things. And they're always doing it anonymously. It drives me absolutely nuts that this has been happening for 3 years now. That's my biggest issue, is that just continues to happen within this organization. And it's going to continue to happen when your GM supports that kind of stuff, because he does the same thing. You know, Howie Roseman leaks a ton of this stuff all the time. I guarantee you that report last week that said Doug Peterson was the one that wanted Jalen Reagor and Howie Roseman and the scouts wanted Justin Jefferson. We heard the scouts wanted Justin Jefferson for a year, but it was linked with Howie was linked with Reagor. Then there was a report last week that no, Howie also wanted Jefferson. That was the day Doug got fired. Who do you think leaked that? I mean, come on. It was Howie Roseman, because he was public enemy number one that day. So he was trying to, you know, that was lip service. And so that's my biggest issue, is the anonymous sources again. But there's other things too to the story I just didn't agree with or had a problem with. One is, you know, some of the veteran players and other staff saying things that aren't true about Wentz's accountability. Again, I agree that Wentz can be stubborn and set in his ways, but I don't think he's never been willing to take accountability for his actions, for his lack of good play, or for his bad mechanics. He has done it before, and he did it last year. The one veteran player said that Wentz never last year would take the blame for losses. The other thing was that he would blame his mistakes in the film room on other things, like, oh, that was because of bad protection. That's not what I heard from leaders like Brandon Graham, who said this year that Wentz stood in front of the team multiple times repeatedly through the season and took the fall, took responsibility. So that just, to me, feels like these veteran anonymous players, Alshon Jeffrey, have a vendetta against Carson Wentz. I'm not denying a lot of the story. A lot of it is true about Carson. A lot of this is alarming about Wentz and his character and who he is as a supposed leader of the team. But there's too much other stuff that I just don't agree with that just seems like players have beef with him. Veteran, anonymous players, and who knows if these aren't the same guys that have been talking bad about him through the media for years now. A leader of the team, a core piece for a decade plus now, Brandon Graham, said that Carson stood in front of the team repeatedly this year and took responsibility for the team's four wins. Is Carson Wentz a type A personality that's hard-headed and he's going to push back and he's harder to coach? 100%. Another thing I'll say, though, about that, Aaron Rodgers does that. Tom Brady's like that. LeBron James, some of the best stars. Michael Jordan was like that. Kobe Bryant was like that. Star players like that are kind of assholes. Let's just be real. They're kind of assholes. Excuse my language. People are only mad about it with Wentz because he's not playing well. He's not a goat like those other guys are. And so I don't know if I have as much of a problem with it as long as he's willing to, you know, there can be pushback like there was with Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, but you've got to also be willing to be coached. You've got to let those guys help you. You know, there can be a back and forth. There can be give and take, but it can't always be take, 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 or give, give, give. And that's been the dynamic the last 2 years. And Wentz has created that environment, but it's also been on Mike Groh and Press Taylor. They're just not coaches that, you know, I think Wentz likes Press Taylor, clearly. Does he respect him, though, like he respected Frank Reich and John DeFilippo? I think he likes Press Taylor because he's somebody that'll go easy on him. And he's his friend. So I don't know. You got to get coaches in here that understand Wentz, like Press Taylor does. But you also got to get coaches in here that Wentz respects, that Wentz will listen to. And they're not going to be pushovers. Like, Carson might not agree with them, but he'll take it into consideration and he'll learn from those guys. He'll be willing to know that he doesn't know everything already. That his issues last year are not all on exterior factors, that a lot of it's on you as well. There's got to be that give and take relationship like there was with Frank Reich and John DeFilippo. And Carson just, there's a problem there. But at the same time, why I'm not losing completely all hope in Wentz as this broken, you know, locker room cancer that just, you can't coach. The reason I don't agree with that is because I've seen him before. Again, take accountability, be coached by Frank Reich and John DeFilippo, fix his mechanics in the 2017 offseason. So I've seen it in the past. Wentz has got to get back to that, though. And that is the problem, and hopefully we can see him get there. But for me, again, when it comes to the head coach, I'm more focused on just getting someone in to coach to Wentz's strengths. I think that's the biggest thing that'll fix him. Yeah, maybe coaching him harder will help, and Wentz fixing that stubbornness, there's things he needs to correct this year in his individual game, 100%. That's going to go a huge way. But I just think the biggest thing is getting a guy like Joe Brady in here that knows the style of player Wentz is, that knows what Wentz likes. Because again, it's give and take. The coach is the same way, though. The shoe's on the other foot, too. Doug Peterson didn't help Carson all the time. I want an offense that plays to what Wentz does well. And that wasn't always the case with the last regime. And so that's the biggest focus of me. Yes, this other stuff needs to be worked on, but I'm, again, more focused on getting a guy in here that knows the type of player Carson is, that gets better personnel in here, and that, to me, will fix things more than anything else. The other stuff needs to be fixed as well, but that's my focus right now. And so those are my thoughts on the story. I think there's a lot of truth to that story, stuff we already knew, but there's also stuff that are now shined in a negative light about Carson. Again, that type A personality, that seems as a downfall of Wentz right now that used to be part of what made him great. And so that's my issue. A lot of this is true about him, but it's now shined in a different light than it used to be. That's part of my problem with it. And a lot of it just isn't true. Some of the stuff about accountability, that's not true. About Wentz not taking accountability, I don't think that's correct because I've heard veteran players, you know, say otherwise, and they've said it not anonymously. They've said it to the media. They've said it over Twitter. And so that's what I like to trust more. So there's some truth to this. There's some false things in the story. There's also some true things about Wentz that used to be positives that are now seen as a negative. So those are my thoughts on the story. I'll continue to get into it coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. And guys, today's show is sponsored by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar out there. 18 amazing flavors. Got 6 new ones: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. It's a healthy alternative to your everyday snack. It's great for the health conscious guy. Lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. 180 calories in every bar, 19 grams of protein. If you go to BuiltBar.com today and use the promo code LOCKEDON, you're going to get 20% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. And guys, today's show is also sponsored by BetOnline.ag. We've got the conference championships next Sunday. Chiefs, Bills, Packers, Buccaneers. Get your bets in at the one place that has you covered and the one place that we trust, betonline.ag. You also can bet on individuals, futures, who the Eagles' next head coach is going to be, Eric Bieniemy, Joe Brady, Josh McDaniels. Put your money down now on betonline.ag. Sign up for a free account and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% off welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into segment 3 of this Monday edition of Locked On Eagles, getting into the coaching search, getting into how that ties in with Carson Wentz, getting into how Wentz, you know, that story, how what that says about him as a player, as a leader. Again, you can't ignore all the stuff in the story. There's stuff there that's alarming that Wentz needs to work on, but there's also stuff in there that's just not true. And other stuff that used to be positives about Carson that are now seen as a negative that I take issue with. And while, again, a lot of it's true, I can't ignore all the important players and coaches the past few years that have went to bat for Wentz publicly, you know, not anonymously. You know, you look at on Twitter, last year, Brandon Brooks to the media at the end of the year, everybody on Twitter after that story in 2018 came out, anybody that was anybody with Philadelphia over the Super Bowl year and the 2018 season went to bat for Carson and said that story wasn't true, that he's a great leader, that a lot of that was just character assassination, that it wasn't fair. I can't forget what I read in Nick Foles' book about how supportive Wentz was of Nick during the Super Bowl run, even after having that season basically stolen from him because of an injury where he tears his ACL, he's going to win MVP and lead the team on maybe his own Super Bowl run, and yet he was completely supportive of Nick Foles. And so while I'm sure, again, a lot of this is true, I can't ignore the important core pieces of this team, the coaches, the players that have defended Carson and his character over the last 3 years, and they've done it publicly with their name behind it. That is what I take more stock into. And so again, yes, there's some of this you have to take seriously, but there's other stuff that just, if you use context, if you look at the past, you know is not the case. And again, there's other stuff that you have to determine if you think it's a positive or negative about who Wentz is, because some things that people have a problem with Wentz's game now and personality, people used to say in the past, in 2017, was a strength of his. So take that for what you will. Those are my thoughts on it, and we'll continue to get into it tomorrow right here on Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Follow us on Twitter at DiBiase, L-O-E, at Locked On Birds. Subscribe on any podcast platform, and we'll see you tomorrow for episode 2. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening, and let's go Birds.